Oh, so pleased and pleasing. Pleased, pleased with yourself and pleasing your God. Oh, so pleased and pleasing. Return you to your Lord. Then he says, enter you. Go in. You know what another scripture says? The scripture that came before, didn't it say? A good worker, faithful servant, when the time comes at the end, it's going to be said to you, faithful servant, enter in to my paradise. This was the promise in the scripture that came before us in the Bible. And here's the Quran certifying it again. Certifying the worker. The faithful worker, yes, paradise has been made for you. Says, enter you first, enter you among my workers. Wadkhuli, enter you, fi ibadi, among my workers. Servants, slaves, mean workers. See, out mean more than one thing. It never meant slave. It never meant slave. The term was abused by taskmasters, by hard, cruel taskmasters. It never meant slave. It meant servant all the time. Then Allah came and cleared it of the abuse and raised that title up to be the highest title for human beings. The highest title for a human being is for God, the Creator, to call you His abd, His servant. The highest title. No title higher than that. According to the teachings of the most learned in this religion and the most upright in this religion, but also according to the hints in Quran and the plain talk as well of the Quran and also Muhammad the Prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. Any of you among my workers, then you can have paradise. He says that therefore enter you my paradise, Jannati. Fadkhuli Jannati. Work. So God has given us steps for salvation. When Jonah finally got free of his difficulties and was on land safe. According to the Bible, he said, I have a 3-day journey. I have a 3-day journey. God has established me again in my soul. But now I have to find a way to move out. And when I find a way to move out, then I have to perceive my future destiny on this earth among these ungodly people. I'm not only to be established in my soul, but I'm to be put on the right road. And the right road is this next step for me. And then after the right road, I am to visualize what I am to have as my community life at the end of that struggle. At the end of that struggle. And don't think this has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with us. The minimum number we need for this Jummah is 3. Why? Because Jonah's struggle is our struggle. Jonah's struggle in his soul is our struggle in our soul. And once Jonah is free from the struggle with his soul, then he has to establish his life on this planet. Because God created him to have life on this planet. And to have a model life on this planet. A life that will speak to others. And tell them what they should make of their lives. Saying God has guided this man to this model and have it as a witness and as an attraction to attract others to the right life or the right establishments for man on this earth. So that was his destiny. And when we started to pray, don't forget your connections. The Kaaba is a sign of connections. That's exactly what it is. Its greatest meaning and message is a thorn of connections. That it connects that will separate it. Reconcile that should be together and not against one another or against some the other part that belongs to it. To bring all parts that belong together that have been separated and divided by the schemes of Satan. To bring them all together again. To bring man in unity with mankind. Not just with his nation. Or with his race. Or with his secret order. People of his persuasion. No. People of the human soul. To bring all that belong to the soul of Adam together. So that they again become one life. Harmoniously living. For righteousness and for abundance of good. Abundance of good that God created us for. After work, what a pressure you're going to feel. The pressure of correctness. A worker will be under the pressure to be correct, to not to make mistakes, to not to have flaws in his work. But the worse will be hawk, and they cooperate, or they mutually support the advancement of truth, and hawk the advancement of truth. But this truth is not common truth. This is the broadest picture of truth. This is the broadest context for truth. El Haqqa. Siddiq is truth. Siddiq is truth. El Siddiq is the truth. If you spoke the truth, we say Sadaqa. You spoke the truth. Sadaqa. From Siddiq, we in the truth. So the truth for the time. It's sadaqa. Sidq. Sadaqa or sidq. Ba at the end. The truth of the whole life is haqq. You may have a truthful tongue, but you may not be aware of reality. Reality was real. Genuine in the nature and in the picture and in the function that God created for you, for it and you, that's haqqa. That's haqqa. Jal haqqa. Wadhaik al-ba'atil. The truth has come and falsehood perishes. So man just speaking is true is not enough to kill falsehood. But if he ever universalizes his truth to respect all truth that God created, now he's ready to slay al-batil. Jal haq wa zahiq al-batil. The truth has come and falsehood perishes. And it is of the nature to perish before truth. But not before your truth, before the truth, the all-inclusive truth, the universal truth. When it's put in that nature, what happens to it? The same thing that happens to the vampire when the sun light shines on him. He disappears. He disappears. He becomes non-existent. So these are steps that we must take. Or be aware of in order to guarantee, assure us success in that difficult time for the soul and the human spirit for us. And that difficult time will go on and on for as long as man is making history. That's why it's called, by one translator, down through the ages. The token of time through the ages. Why? Because Satan is not going anywhere. So when you stand up in your soul, He says, well, they ain't going nowhere because I got the environment. So you have to have the faith to meet the challenge and know that God obligates you to not excuse yourself because Satan has the world. That's the spirit of the black man. When you know you can't do anything, invite them to cooperate with you in a great work that involves even a contest with the establishment, with the big rich white folks, and coward black man. You know we can't go nowhere. We know white man ain't gonna let us do that. We're not asking the white man to let us do anything. We're doing what our God told us to do. And we don't even have patience with you talking about what the white man gonna say. Allahu Akbar. And if you clean up your act, the white man won't be in your way that much. In fact, you can clean up your act to the extent that he won't only get out of your way, but he'll send some of his associates to you to let you know that he appreciates what you're doing. Now, I'm not talking about holy, sainted white people only. I'm talking about those also that don't even pray. Because God gave Solomon the jinns in his army to help him work. Jinns came to join him to help him work. And Allah says in the Quran, and well, the Quran is so powerful with his communication, it's so beautiful. This is a party among the jinns heard him and say, this is a wonderful recital. They almost got the Holy Ghost. They said, this is a wonderful recital. Neither men nor jinns should disrespect it. Now, when truth comes, it has the power to kill falsehood. That's given to us in the Quran, God's word. It has the power to kill falsehood. And where does it kill it? In the head. In the head. And this is referring to what was said before. That's what the Bible says too. It says strike him in the head. It has the power to kill him and to kill him in the head. That means it has the power to kill the logic that supports the lie. The logic that holds up the falsehood. It will kill the logic that's killing in the head. Allahu Akbar. But after that now, don't think the war is going to be 2 minutes, 7 days, 10 days. Now the war may have to go on until God concludes the matter. He ain't the one to say when to stop. Only God can say when to stop. God will tell Satan when to stop, and God will tell us when to stop. We're to work and not have even on our mind a get off time. There's no time to get off the job.
That's right.
It's not even in this reality. Just work. When you work with that kind of awareness, time doesn't bother you. What the wasa bil haqqa, what the wasa bil sabr. And they encourage one another to be patient. They mutually support patience and perseverance. Praise be to Allah. We have the answer. We have the sure formula for success here and hereafter. And let's accept it and act on it like men, like determined men at war, not thinking about going back home, but thinking about the victory. So we ask God to forgive us our errors, have mercy on us, and guide us always. Amen.
الحمد لله رب العالمين. Praise be to God, the Lord, cherisher and sustainer, the keeper of the worlds. We witness that He is one. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده alone. لا شريك له. That there is nothing to be compared to Him or with Him. And we witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, we witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger, and a mercy to all the worlds. The prayers and the peace be upon Him. In the conclusion of this address on the best day in the life of man, Jumu'ah, Friday. Now, at least Israel chose the right day to make payday, didn't they? Well, God has guided me to much understanding. And I know now that even though Satan has decorated this world, God's angels are still here. God's angels are still here. And this world does not only have the imprint of Satan, but it has the imprint also of God's angels on it. Yes. Praise be to Allah. And we thank Him for His messengers. All of them. Angels. And humans. Yes, in concluding this khutbah, we want to see where all of this life and effort should be. In community. In the Ummah of Muhammad. So wherever we are, we should be trying to establish ourselves in the Ummah of Muhammad. Or in the Ummah of Al-Islam. That should be our main focus. We have to establish ourselves in the Ummah of Muhammad or in the Ummah of Al-Islam. That means we cannot go around and be pleased with our life and accomplishments, and we have no community model that the people can look at and say, this is after the model in Medina. These people do not have pork on this block. These people do not sell liquors on this block. These people do not commit crimes on this block. What I'm saying, if we only can get one block, let's make that one block a model of the Ummah. They don't have crime on this block. The police are not even needed around here. That's what we want. And though they're small in numbers, they're industrious. The small block has stores on it. Run by them. Products made by them. Are imported from other good Muslims who need support for their life. And we are buying products to help the life of other Muslims in other areas of the world. Who are making a good effort. They are good people. We want to help support their life too. This Ummah is one Ummah. And I am your Lord, therefore worship only me. That's what God says in the Quran. أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدًا وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَعَبُدُونَ. This is your community, this is your community, one united community. And I am your Lord, therefore worship only me. Doesn't that language sound familiar? It's about 12 centuries or more, 1200 years or more older than the language of the founding fathers. But they said one nation, united, indivisible, under God, the Creator. Thank you very much. We conclude this khutbah and ask God to forgive us our ignorance, our shortcomings, our sins as well. Guide us and give us mercy always, our Lord. Amen. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.